bring up anything. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231. All right, we are kicking off the second hour of the show. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to your phone calls here and start things out with Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Does this thing click? I noticed a lot of times when I listen to the recording, there's a lot of clicking going on. Is this thing clicking on you?
I've heard one click so far.
Well, that's too much. Hang on. Just a second.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing.
I got rid of that headset.
Oh, it's a headset. Could be.
Anyway,
I'll let you know if I hear more clicking. Go ahead.
Okay. I called you to... Because you and Mark tried it, specifically, you two. You jumped on this, and every so often, Ian, you will throw this thing out there where you say that Christianity ripped off all these other pagan religions. Now, Christianity has ripped off a lot of... Yeah. I'm not going to argue Christmas. I'm not going to argue Easter. Those things... Definitely.
That's the only thing I said was Christmas. I didn't even bring up Easter.
Well,
go ahead.
No, because you said that.
Set up a straw man. We don't care.
You made a blanket statement that Christianity ripped off all the. That Christianity was, specifically, a ripoff of the pagan holidays. That was your exact statement.
No, I don't think so. I specifically referenced Christmas and how they ripped off the Christmas holiday, and I did mention that they borrowed a lot of their ideas from the sun god, but that's not necessarily paganism.
Sure it is.
No, I suppose to it. I suppose.
Yeah. Worshipping multiple sort of earth-type, natural-type gods, paganism.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, those specifically, that's exactly what you said, the sun god. And Christmas, which I'm not going to argue about because that's definitely a pagan thing. But what I'm getting at is that you tried to say that Christianity is a ripoff of pagan holidays, and then Mark.
Why would I make
goes,
a claim
yeah,
like
yeah,
that? I don't. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah.
Do you recall that? I don't. Why would I make a claim?
I can see how one can draw the conclusion that he's. I think he's putting a very fine line on it.
Christianity.
And I want him to be able to go a little farther with his statement, fine. so I can get this. Fine line of his, and then I'll disagree. Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, now here's the thing. I have yet to see a pagan holiday or a pagan religion that covers the tenets of Christianity. The basic idea of Christianity and the message of Christ is that you're saved by grace, not through works, through a sacrifice that was provided for you that was none of your doing. Now, that's the basic message of Christianity, and I've never seen that in any pagan religion, and I don't think you can find one that has that.
Gene, first of all, I don't know enough about paganism, obviously. I thought that people that worship the sun god only worship the sun. I didn't realize it was a multiple worshiping thing. But I don't know much about paganism, so I really would never have made a claim like that. I apologize if that's how it came across, but I never would have made that claim.
Well, I think you get excited in the moment and you say things and you kind of use these blanket statements that you don't like to hear other people making regarding homosexuals or drug abusers.
I want to talk about the statements you made before we go on talking about Ian's blanket statements.
Which you didn't hear, by the way. You were right here in the studio with me, Mark.
The saved by grace thing. I got a little bone to pick with this saved by grace. I don't know that it's particularly graceful of a God to ask me to believe this cock and bull story that I've been given through the Christian religion as it exists today in the late 20th and early 21st centuries. Maybe the story was more believable back in the first, second, and third centuries, and that's fine with me. But now as it is today, it just doesn't jibe with what I find to be believable. And this same graceful God won't let me into heaven if I don't believe this story that I find unbelievable. And it doesn't matter how good I try to be. And I don't personally find that to be a graceful, caring and just God.
Well, The reason for that is because if it was based on Marx's works of getting into of providing for his own salvation,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't get anywhere because Marx falls short of perfection, and so do I, and so does Ian, and so does everyone else
but
in the
so
world.
But so does God. God created a world where sin was able to thrive, take hold, and then he wasn't able to deal with this sin. I mean, it's his plan. It's his whole scenario that he set up. God caused sin.
That is your perception, Mark, that God made something imperfect. How
but
do you know
he made me.
How do you know that it wasn't? How do you know this wasn't exactly what he had in mind?
But he had me. He made me to perceive it in that fashion.
But you don't know what was in the mind of God when he created. So you.
So you're telling
that
me that he made us all imperfect so that we could go out and make mistakes so that he could then punish us eternally for those mistakes.
Eternally,
nice guy.
If you were to believe in that eternal punishment, which I don't.
Me either.
I don't think that that's the message of Christ at all.
I agree.
And I don't think that the message is...
If you want to take a misconception that is understood by a great deal of Christians...
The majority.
That is that there's some kind of eternal hell out there that everybody's going to suffer. If you want to take that misperception and apply it to everybody who believes in Christ, then you're making a mistake.
Well, Gene, I can't argue with anybody who's not willing to send someone to hell, so... I can't argue with you.
I do not believe in that hell thing, and I think that...
What happens to somebody that doesn't believe the whole Jesus story, then, in your viewpoint?
I believe they're going to have a chance after they die. I believe
What's that mean?
A second chance.
What to do what?
Well, I believe that life's eternal. It doesn't end when you die.
Okay.
So after you pass from this existence into the next existence, whatever that is, since I've not been there, I can't really report on it for you. I believe that that a just God is going to give you a chance to make amends or to change your ways.
Does that mean that you'd get sent back down to Earth to try it all again to see if you'll accept Jesus that time?
Who can come up with the specifics?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a vision of what he believes in. I mean, how many chances do you get?
Yeah, and if I still choose to reject God, then what does he do? What happens?
Well, first of all, I don't think that you will. Number one.
Right. Okay, but what if I do?
Who would?
Wait, well, at that point, you'd be right in front of God, right? I mean,
then your ass deserves hell.
Okay,
I'm sorry. If you're standing in front of God on Judgment Day, and there's Jesus over there, and like they say, all that crap we taught in vacation Bible school, it was true. And you say, I don't care, I don't believe any of it. Then you deserve hell. I'm sorry. You're too dumb for words. I'm with Gene. Fine. He wins. Gene wins. No hell. You see, you can't argue with a guy that doesn't believe in hell.
And I
won't. It's the people that are, you're going to believe what I say or you're going to be turned into spit for the rest of eternity.
Isn't that
spitting
what
while they say it. Nut jobs.
Isn't that what God would be doing standing there on Judgment Day saying, look, you better believe in me or else. Well, what if I say, sorry, I don't want to believe in a God who would put me in this position.
There's a special
what do I do? What happens
point
to
of
me?
Hell for anarchists.
Okay.
Gene,
I certainly believe that there is some kind of punishment, but I believe that most of it takes place in our lifetime.
I agree with you.
Most of the hell we go through is the suffering and pain that we go through because of our stupid decisions living our lives.
I completely agree with that, Gene.
Just to see if we can find some correlation here. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I was going to say, Mark, you must understand it. You had 9 years of hell, so that, you know.
It wasn't so bad. Working with Ian could be worse, Gene. So I want to find some correlations here. So what if I call, the great spirit or source something, and then you decide to call that same entity Christ? Is there really any difference in our religions at that point?
That's a great question. I'm going to put you on hold, Gene, before we allow you to answer it. 800-259-9231.
You.
Let me cut off. 800-259-9231. We're going to bring Gene back, and you can dial in as well. Bring up whatever you want, comment on this discussion, or go anywhere at 800-259-9231. You mentioned this idea of source or all that is, which is a much more diffuse concept of God. So we can come back to that, and Gene will be with us, hopefully. More coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got a lot of features. They're all free. But also, don't forget to visit Sam's website, obscuredtruth.com. Right now, that's still linking to your YouTube channel, is that
it
right?
It is for right now, yep.
And there is a brand new video up as of, I think, late last night. So
Yep, yeah. And part two's done. It'll be out Wednesday.
Oh, cool. So head on over to obscuredtruth.com to see some of Sam's excellent videography or video work. He's been – this current one is about the 420 celebrations. It's actually from way back when the first arrest happened.
That's right.
So so go ahead and you can see some of the footage of that at obscuretruth.com. Of course, as you know, if you've been listening to the show for the last month or so, that there are daily 420 smokeouts going on in the afternoons here in Keene, New Hampshire. They're also happening in Manchester.
And I believe those are ending officially on Saturday.
Oh, has that been announced?
Yeah, I talked to Rich Paul about it today.
Because it's going to get too cold.
It's going to start snowing,
yeah. Though this week has been absolutely beautiful up here. Anyway, let's continue.
Manchester Brewing was founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slore, who live beneath the Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. Find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com.
Exciting. 800-259-9231. I'm actually pretty excited because I'll be getting some Manchester Brewing this week, as a matter of fact. They've got all kinds of new seasonal flavors out, and
we
get a mix pack. And I'm going to try all the stuff I haven't tried yet.
Okay.
Am I not supposed to talk about that?
Well, you could. No, I mean, I'm just.
About
we have
okay.
some beer coming.
Cool. Yeah.
It's good. I'm
it's
just.
Great.
I guess,
customer.
I don't want to tell you.
Like, I'm willing
to
pay.
We have a bunch coming.
This.
I understand
nice.
You paid for
I'm
a lot.
I'm paying for this.
We're getting some coming. They've been very kind to us. So, you know, obviously we're doing some advertising for them, hoping to grow the brand. ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, let's continue. Gene is on the line with us talking about theology. Gene, you're a Christian. I don't think anybody on this show would self-describe in that way. But you're an unusual kind of Christian in that, at least from my experience, you don't believe in some sort of eternal damnation or punishment for people that decide to not necessarily believe the whole Jesus story or in Jesus as their Savior. Are you still with us, Gene?
Yeah, my battery's going dead. I'm trying to plug a charger in.
Ah, okay.
We certainly hear the clicking.
Yes, we could definitely tell you were trying to do something. So Gene was kind of... I'm going to pot him down for a moment. You are back, Gene? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Everything okay?
Okay, so it's called a universalist, I guess is the official term. And that's a person who believes that everyone is universally saved because through the act of Christ. So what Christ did already paid the price for everybody's sin, everybody's imperfection, and it provides an avenue to God. There's nothing that you need to do. Now, many people.
So you don't even believe that that an individual has to go through some sort of process to accept Jesus? Because that's what a lot of Christians will say. You have to accept Jesus in order to get into
heaven. I actually do believe that, but I believe you have plenty of opportunity to do that after you die. Now, I don't think that's an excuse for living a crappy life, you know, just because you think that you're going to have an opportunity after you die. But then most people who are living a crappy life don't really believe that anyway. I mean, they're not living the crappy life because they know that they're going to be saved after they die. You know, they're just living the crappy life because they got a crappy attitude, I guess.
True, but there are a lot of people who go to church every Sunday, lead really crappy lives, you know.
And they get the results from that, too, though, Sam. I mean,
they do.
People who live bad lives get bad results from those bad lives. And I know that everybody imagines the bad guy out there that does well as a result of his badness. And you know, I haven't met him yet. I'm very interested in finding this guy that does so well by doing so bad. But
my experience
in this world is if you do bad, you get bad. If you
I
do good,
right.
you get good.
I think you're right, Mark. But I think that maybe what people might be referencing when they are talking about somebody who is bad from their perspective, that isn't getting what they believe they deserve, mm-hmm. it's likely because they're not, you know, fully informed to the facts. I mean, for instance, a lot of people would say that Ted Kennedy was a bad guy or George Bush was a bad guy. But look, you know, they live in opulence and, you know, looking at it from the outside, they seem very, very, you know, well taken care of and elite and all that. But who knows what sort of internal torment these people are facing or what their lives are really like.
Or even I dated a girl whose parents belonged to one of the churches that does not allow drinking. I forget which one.
Baptists certainly don't. Okay. Methodists shouldn't, but they're not near as pushy on it.
I think it may have been Methodist, but, you know, they were alcoholics. They would go home and drink every night before they
really?
Went to bed. You know, how do you explain that? Now, Gene, you also mentioned that you believe that hell could be hell on earth, not this eternal damnation thing, and I would agree with that, but I would also say that heaven is on earth. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I think certainly that people get a preview of heaven when they, you know, in certain instances when they when they live a certain way. I certainly believe that's
See, I think heaven and hell are right here and now. And when we choose to sort of filter things through our ego and live out of our ego and judgments and so forth, that we're choosing hell. And when we choose just to be who we are through our ways of being and choose to be creators at source in the world around us, that's when we're living heaven on earth. And I think that's what's really at the core of Jesus's teachings.
So,
and Mark said something just before the break about whether or not, you know, somebody else believes in the Almighty Creator under some other name. Are they on the same path? And I would say yes, they are. As long as, you know, if you are looking to learn about the one who created you, then I believe you're on the Christian path.
Well, then, now, Gene, I'll be your kind of Christian creator. Then, okay? But I can tell you that most of the people that I hung out with previously that would call themselves Christian would call us Christian in the same way that they'd call a stack of buttery pancakes Christian.
Yeah.
Well, I do run into an awful lot of people who think that I'm a heretic. So
I bet you do, because you're pretty unique from my experience of talking to self-proclaimed proclaimed Christians on this show. I have to say that you're one of the most open-minded and one of the ones that has a very unique perspective.
But I do talk with other Christians about these subjects and use logic and the Bible together to show them the path to freedom, you know, and allowing other people to be free, which I think is absolutely about as Christian as fundamental to Christianity as you can get. Freedom is definitely the message that Christ taught.
Do you, as a Christian, do you believe that you're separate from God?
Yes, I do believe that we're separate.
I think that's a fundamental difference here because, and that's what I've heard other Christians answer, that they're separate. But I my belief system says that as a pantheist, and I believe that everything is God, or, you know, that we are all essentially extensions of
Paul
God.
Says that God is all in all. So I don't see how Christian can claim to, you know, believe the Bible, and then...
Well, they can probably cite their own Bible passage. But how do you answer that one, Gene?
Well, simple. I believe in a creator and a creation, and as such, I'm part of the creation, and he is the creator. So, therefore, for me to say that I'm him is a contradiction in terms. I can't very well be the creation and the creator. So therefore,
how do you know?
Why not?
I can't very well be me and my son, but God did it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Seems like he jumped to a conclusion there. He's being very logical about it. I understand where he's coming from. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sam.
And Bart.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, Sherry is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Sherry. Sherry, you are on the air. You're on the radio. Got to talk to us. She's gone. Cold feet. 800-259-9231. So a little bit of good news here from the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org. Residents of the Colorado ski town of Breckenridge overwhelmingly voted to legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana this past week. The measure passed with 73% of the vote. That means that as of January 1st, people in Breckenridge can legally possess up to an ounce of marijuana under local ordinance. The measure also legalizes the possession of marijuana paraphernalia. And this votes the votes demonstrates that Breckenridge citizens overwhelmingly believe that adults should not be punished for making the safer choice to use marijuana instead of alcohol, said a Breckenridge attorney and chair of Sensible Breckenridge. And apparently it's a local project of the statewide marijuana law reform group Sensible Colorado. As state and national focus grows on this important issue, the popular ski town of Breckenridge has taken center stage on marijuana reform, and not just for medical purposes, according to Sensible Colorado. With this historic vote, Breckenridge has emerged as a national leader in sensible drug policy. I have to agree. It made a pretty sensible choice here to not arrest people who have marijuana on them. Doesn't sound very radical, does it? The campaign, which had no formal opposition, received a chorus of local support, including endorsements from a town council person, a former Colorado representative, one of the local residents, and even the local newspaper. The measure was placed on the ballot when over 1,400 supporters signed a petition supporting the measure. Under Colorado state law, possession of up to an ounce is decriminalized and punishable by a $100 fine, but Breckenridge police will still have the ability to exercise discretion, according to the police chief. It's never been something that we spent a lot of time on, so I don't expect this to be a big change in how we really do business. So this is one cop that deserves a pat on the back for taking this position, whereas in other places when people try to pass...
They start foaming at the mouth.
Right, they try to pass either legislation or some sort of initiative, a ballot initiative, the police chiefs go crazy. And they come out and they start propagating all kinds of silly nonsense about marijuana, trotting out all the old lies, that marijuana makes you grow hair on your palms or whatever. And so this guy's actually being honest. He's saying, look, we haven't really been cracking down on this. Now we're not going to do anything about it. So.
Well, Breckenridge probably isn't big enough to have a SWAT team.
Every police department is big enough to have a SWAT team. They prove that every day. Lots of little police departments have SWAT teams.
Breckenridge residents voted for the statewide legalization initiative by the same percentage back in 2006. The initiative only won 41% of the vote statewide, but in Breckenridge it was 73%. So, hey, some people did something within the system, and, yeah, they made it work. And the police chief, I guess it helps when they're on your side, huh?
I would think so, but, here in Keene, the city councilors have said that, oh, no, they can't do anything like that. So
legislators,
how is it these guys were able to get something done?
Well, legislators are always going to trail behind. This was an initiative by voters. And
it's true.
Voters don't really have the same sort of thing to lose. The legislators realize that their bases, tend to be older, and they're not as interested in these kind of things. And
I can tell you that's true. I stood out at a voting location all day long here this year, and
I was close. I was out there for several hours.
The people under the age of 30 that were coming to vote, you could count on one hand.
Yeah, it was very, very minimal. I did manage to get a couple of votes for Nick Ryder, who I was out there holding a sign for, just by helping a couple of older ladies out of their Buick into the wheelchair. Quite honestly. Honestly, they needed some help, and so I did that, and, they voted for Nick as a result. Thank goodness.
That is a good
God
move.
Bless them.
I apparently should have been doing more of that, because the precinct that I was at had the lowest vote percentage, so apparently my standing there actually hurt. Maybe everybody that went to vote absolutely can't stand me, because they've seen me on television, paying property taxes in ones. I don't know. Obviously, these local elections tend to draw out the bureaucrats and their buddies and their friends. So, or maybe it was just total coincidence. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
They got about 15% of the vote, which I thought was surprising.
You got 24% of 24% of people voted for
The registered voters, that's right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're not communicating correctly here. What we're talking about is a local campaign,
right,
that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the guy that ran is a New Hampshire native, a liberty-loving New Hampshire native, though he's being plastered as though he's a free stater, as though he's somebody who moved here like we did to get active for freedom. No, he didn't. He's a New Hampshire native. And he got 24% of people that voted for him they chose him, is what I understand. What I understood.
But I thought you were saying it was a low turnout event.
Yeah, only like 10% of the people came out.
Right, and I thought it was 15% actually that came
10%.
Out.
10%.
You know, whatever. 800. But the question is are you talking about 10% of the people, or are you talking about 10%
of the voters.
Registered voters?
Yeah, 10%. But that's actually, believe it or not, Mark, most of the people that are of voting age in this area are registered to vote.
So only 2,200 people came out and voted? Or excuse me, only 1,600 people came out and voted? Because I thought it was more than 2,000.
I don't know what all the numbers are. I don't think our listeners care either. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if you want to come up here and help us with that, again, the Free State Project, we gave you their URL earlier, freestateproject.org, to learn more about that and get involved. Sherry is back with us. We're going to try her a second time. Sherry, in Ohio, are you there? Sherry?
She's listening to the radio.
Yeah, that's a problem. Whenever you call a talk radio show, because, there's a delayed broadcast equipment. There you are, Sherry. You're on the air.
And turn
are you
the radio
talk
off.
To us?
And go.
You can't.
Okay.
You have to talk to us on the phone. You can't listen to us on the radio. You understand that, right?
I have the phone to my ear.
Okay, here we are, and here you are, and you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the subject again that you were talking to Jean about God and a misconception that you have that God created sin.
Okay. God created Satan, right?
When God created each and every one of us, he gave us the choice to love him or not to love him, to follow him or not to follow him. And
well, he didn't really do that. He created me me in a state of sin, whereas he created Adam and Eve in a state of sinlessness, right?
What?
Okay, Adam and Eve were created in a state of sinlessness, and then God hit around the little pieces of hamburger with rat poison in them and said, don't eat of these things. And, of course, they wanted to eat of them, so one of them did because they don't know anything about what sin is. And then, you know, they committed sin without knowing what sin was, and then God said, oh, now you're going to surely die, but they didn't kill them and let them continue on. And so I have sin in my nature, whereas they didn't.
Okay. When God created Adam and Eve, and just as when he created you and I, he created us with the choice to love him or not to love him, to follow him or not to follow him. He created each one of us in his own image. And because I believe God is full of love, and he was lonely, and he wanted somebody to share his love with. And so he wanted us to love him back. You cannot force love. That is not love. So he gave us each the choice, including Adam and Eve, to love him or not to love him. Unfortunately, they chose to sin, just as each one of us, when we sin, we choose to sin.
Well, that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that I was born into sin because of Eve's sin. That Eve created, you know, that because Eve sinned, that we are all born into a sinful nature, and the flesh that I have is, in fact, prone to sin. So God gave me this flesh. I wasn't Eve. I didn't do this stuff. So he gave me this flesh, and that's, you know, what I ended up at. Now, you can revise. You can play any game you want, but the game we're talking about is Christianity.
Well, I'm going to bring Sherry, if you can hang on, I'm going to bring you back. Sherry, put you on hold, okay? We're going to bring you back. But listen on your phone when you're on hold, so when we pick up the phone again, we can have a conversation. All right, and hopefully we'll be able to actually converse and not talk past one another, too. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Some companies make food that you store and hope that you never have to eat. eFoods Direct makes food that is great to eat, but you can also store. Some companies give you 365 cups of food and call it a year's supply. eFoods Direct gives you 2,242 cups of food for an honest year's supply. Some companies have food that tastes like cardboard and wildly claim that it will last 25 years or more. eFoods products taste better than gourmet cuisine, stretch your budget, and are easy to prepare. You won't need them to last more than our 10-year full replacement guarantee. With eFoods Direct, the flavor will be amazing. You'll have more food for less money, and you won't be afraid to invite a friend over for dinner. Try the new 7-Day Responder. Taste one of those delicious meals, and you won't wait for a rainy day to try the next one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Trust is something a company has to earn. Taste these foods, and you'll be a friend for life. 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we take that money and reinvest it into the show. And get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can use PayPal or any major credit card or some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, the AmpOnly podcast, and more at amp.freetalklive.com. As we bring Sherry back with us. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sherry. I'm glad you held through the break there. We wanted to continue this conversation. It started with Gene the Christian Anarchist earlier. We were talking about, you know, theological-related things. And, Mark, you were raised at you went to a Christian school when you were growing up, and you spent a lot of time reading the Bible when you were in jail. So you're relatively well-educated on matters of such things. And you had a bit of a disagreement with the nature of humans and sin, as from your perspective of what you learned about Christianity and versus Sherry and what she was saying. And it was my interpretation, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that Sherry was basically saying, that you were saying that up until Adam and Eve were born without sin, and then they ate the quince or whatever, and then ever since that point, everybody was born in sin, and Sherry was saying that's not the case. Did I interpret correctly?
Does that sound right, Sherry?
I don't know. I'm just saying that we're each born with a choice to love God or not to love Him, to follow Him or not to follow Him, to sin or not to sin. We are born with that choice, and we are aware of the choices that we make each and every day.
Okay. Now, Sherry, something's happened in my life. I smoked cigarettes when I started, I guess, about 16, and then I did too.
Actually, I just recently quit.
Thank goodness. It's such a, you know, the taxes they put on it. They're killing people with that money. It's a terrible thing, and I applaud you for it. I just recently quit too, and I think this analogy would be very apt. Then I switched to cigars, and I have a nicotine addiction. I was born without one. However, I made a decision, and that decision caused me to now have a nicotine addiction. And I would say that, according to my understanding of the Bible, that we all humans are born with a sin addiction, whereas Adam and Eve were born without a sin addiction. So Adam and Eve had this whole idea of sinning. They had life a heck of a lot easier because they weren't addicted to sin. Whereas you and I were born in the flesh,
okay.
As, you know, as Paul says, and I think that God kind of gives me, you know, puts me a few rungs down by making me addicted to sin and then expecting me not to be sinful.
Well, I think maybe God, he wants us to love him wholeheartedly, the same as he loves us. And maybe he created Adam and Eve without sin, but also with the choice. And maybe the only way he was going to know if they were going to choose him was if he actually handed them over a choice.
Now, Sherry, you said that God, you believe, is about love. Is that true?
Yes.
I would agree with you there, and I would go on to say that that love is unconditional, but from the way that I've heard you describe it, it sounds like, no, God only loves you if you choose the right choices that he's laid out for you.
I can guarantee you, I just recently started making right choices with my life, and I know God loved me all the way.
Okay,
so do you believe in
hell? If he didn't love me, then he wouldn't have accepted me for all of the wrong decisions I have made in my life.
So, Sherry, do you
believe... He wouldn't have just wiped those clean.
Do you believe in a hell? Do you believe in an internal damnation and torment?
I do, but I can't tell you the specifics on that or exactly what I believe.
So you do believe in such a place. So what kind of people in your mind will be sent there?
People who choose not to follow God, not to...
And how is that loving? How is that unconditional love?
How is that unconditional love?
Yeah.
Because he's giving you a choice.
No, he's not, Sherry. See,
he's unconditionally loving you, and you have the choice to choose him or not to choose him. You're making your own destiny, and he's giving you that
God
choice
makes destiny.
To do that.
I'm a human. Is all I make is turds every once in a while. God makes destiny, okay? It's like I design a maze, and I put the cheese at the end, and if the rat doesn't make it through the maze in the time frame that I say he does, and he doesn't make the right turns that I say he does, I take him out and I smash his little head with a hammer, and then
I say,
I
love you.
He deserved it.
Oh, you can say
I love him, but he deserved it. He did something wrong.
It takes ignorance in the Bible, and I cannot pinpoint verses, but I'm sure that if you do your research, or I would have the time to go do mine, I can point you out plenty of verses in the Bible that speak of ignorance like you're talking about right now. All I can say is that if you open your heart and your mind up to God's plan, then you would see how perfect it is.
Sherry, I've been in the Christian church since I was born. I mean, I taught Sunday school. I went to
a
Christian school.
I'm sorry that your heart is hard. And
my heart is
one
hard
day you
because
will find
the religion doesn't make any sense,
maybe
Sherry.
You can laugh all you want. I'm sorry. One day you will find that you need God again. And you will turn to him.
No. Sherry, I love God. God is great for me. However, that Iron Age deity that smokes in mountains in the Bible, I don't believe that crap any more than I believe God is Santa Claus, okay? I understand that God's in my life, and we're very interactive. However, the Bible, it's just somebody's understanding from 3,000 years ago of their God. The God that demanded that virgins be sacrificed to him in Judges. Read it.
Okay, so what do you believe? What do you believe as far as creation?
What do I think? I think that virgins were sacrificed to this God, and he created things. It's nonsense. I think that,
you don't believe that.
Whatever. I don't know how anything was created. I have no idea.
That's right. You don't. And you know, we're not God, and we will never have the understanding
that
God has.
Oh, but I disagree with you. But you see, that's where I disagree. I do believe that we are God. In fact, I think that we're all part of God, or all that is, and everything is God, and you can't possibly be separate from God. And so I think that, I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
Well, maybe you will never be separated from God, but you... keep going on the way you're going on, you won't be in the same place I will be with God.
You mean I'll be in some sort of eternal fiery torment?
I don't know where. I don't know specifics.
Yeah,
I don't know everything
because
there
your
is
God
to know.
Is so
all
loving,
I know
right?
is my heart. It's simple. It doesn't take a lot of education to figure
That's
it out.
That's the problem. It is
right,
very simple.
Really
you know, my
true.
Life has never been better since I started, and the more I learn about God, the more
I'm
I realize
so
how perfect his plan
is. Who does God hate more, the slanty-eyed peoples over in Asia or the black ones in Africa? Because
God doesn't hate.
Those people don't get that advantage that you do of being sort of raised un- under this this modern day Christianity, which is so messed up from the old from
God knows each one of our hearts. He knows the knowledge that each one of us possess, and He knows what we know and what we don't know. And I believe that's what He's going to base it on. And right. He knows what you know and what you're denying.
Then how in the world
versus
God
the
possibly send
who
me to
do
hell?
Not have this knowledge, who have never received this knowledge. He knows what they know and what they don't know.
He's going to send you there, Mark, because you received the
right.
knowledge
so
and
I'm
you rejected
I'm going to stand
it.
In front of God on Judgment
right.
Day, and I'm going to say, God, it's the mind you gave me. And I questioned, I asked, you know, does God not like people asking questions? I imagine He does. God wants people to ferret out what they believe to be the truth. And I have done that as the best as I possibly can. And what I've come up with is that the Bible, although having some, you know, great religious nuggets in it, like so many religious documents do, is largely just a collection of stories intended to scare ignorant people into believing what their betters tell them they want them to believe, so that they'll do what they're told. The Bible is about guilt, it's about fear, and it's about coercion. Whereas living and loving God is not about any of those things.
God's
about freedom.
Plenty in there about love.
What's that?
There's plenty in there about love.
Oh, there's plenty
about love.
You should
That's
love
the
coercion. You should love the people that coerce you. You should believe everything that they say. They have the power given
the
by God over you.
There's nothing in it that will hurt me. There's nothing in the Bible that Bible can teach me that is ever going to hurt me.
So, Sherry, if I willfully choose not to believe in the Bible before God, you're saying that Him punishing me eternally, however it is, and you're not sure exactly what that means, you would still suggest that's unconditional love.
Yes, because I believe no matter how ignorant and no matter what you say now,
this is not ignorance,
if you accepted God a minute from now, He would accept you just exactly like that. Just that easy, He would forgive you.
This is not ignorance. This is me choosing to believe in something different.
It's choosing you to deny something that is the truth.
How do you know it's the truth?
A man in a robe told her. Thanks, Sherry, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, you're not supposed to question her God. You're just supposed to take what the man in the cloth
if you ask questions of this modern Christian God, then you're going to go to hell, I guess.
The toll-free number is 800.
Oh, hell created by the Greeks.
It's an eternally loving hell because it's not unconditional, right? Wait, what? Hour 3's on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.